Welcome to Donor Audio Interview 4048.
Identify a person who had a significant influence on you and explain the influence.
I guess it would be my mom, and I chose her because she was probably because I spent most of my time with her.
Okay. Does any specific attribute, quality, or skill distinguish you from everyone else?
I'm good at math.
What do you think are the most admirable qualities a person can have and why?
I guess the person should be truthful, I guess helpful. You know, don't lie, don't kill, don't steal, you know, this kind of stuff. So,
what quality do you like best in yourself and what do you like least?
I guess hardworking. You know, trying to help people.
Motivated.
Yeah. Motivated. And
what do you like least?
Like least, I don't know, maybe laziness, but I'm trying to, you know, if I sometimes I feel I have, when I have it, or when I feel I have it, trying to, you know, fight with it, you know, or something, so, yeah.
What quality would you most like to see flourish, and what would you like to see wither?
The knowledge, I guess, you know, that's why I'm studying. And I like to learn stuff, you know, experience.
What kind of values did your parents instill in you that you would like to pass on to your own children?
Yeah, like I said, to be a good person, you know, trying to do good things, and if not help to people, at least try to not make, you know, problems to someone or something like that. Yeah.
Tell me how you like to spend time with your family.
I like to have dinners or, like, you know, like lunches with my parents, or like we used to travel before, and I don't think you know, we travel a lot like lately, but yeah.
Tell me about the most cherished present you ever received for your birthday or holiday, and tell me why this gift was so special to you.
I don't remember. I guess I could say the Nintendo.
Oh, a Nintendo video game?
Yeah, a video game console, yeah. So, and the first one I got was like, I was 7 or something like that, yeah.
Tell me about some activities you enjoy in your childhood.
I used to play football and European football, so soccer, and hockey, and swimming. And I used to run in high school.
What is your favorite word?
Well, I guess I'll say a funny word, arbuz. It means watermelon in Russian, and it sounds funny.
What do you do for fun?
I like everything. I like from going to museum, parks, festivals, concerts, clubs, bars sometimes, movie theaters. I don't like to do the same thing every time. I like to do different stuff.
Has anyone ever told you resemble a particular celebrity?
No.
Evaluate a significant experience, achievement, risk you have taken, or ethical dilemma you have faced and its impact on you.
When I started my first business, it was kind of interesting, and it was kind of like an achievement for me when I started it, and it was difficult and interesting at the same time, so kind of new experience, I guess.
Choose a prominent person whom you would like to interview and explain why.
Well, I guess I'll choose Arnold Schwarzenegger, because he was my, when I was young, he was my kind of hero, you know, kind of movie hero or something.
First experiences can be defining. Cite a first experience that you have had and explain its impact on you.
the time when I moved here with my parents, it was kind of you know, I it was kind of a new thing, and it was like I had to, it was kind of like I started my life like again or something. So it was a good experience. I guess that's why now I like to travel, you know, because I came here and it was a new country, new culture, and then after that I traveled in to different countries like Canada and Mexico and like Israel and other countries, and it's, I like to travel now.
Recall an occasion when you took a risk that you know now was the right thing to do.
I guess it would be the risk with the money I put in my first business, and it worked, you know, in that time it worked, and you know, I guess it was a right thing to do.
Is there a work of art, piece of music, scientific phenomenon, mathematic theory, or piece of literature that has surprised or unsettled or challenged you, and why?
There's none, like, I'm not gonna say, like, I can't think about one particular one, but there is, I can say that there is many of them, and yeah, I can't think about it right now, but it can be in art and music, you know, I like it, all of this areas, I guess, or fields, yeah.
Have you experienced a moment of epiphany as if your eyes were open to something you were previously blind to?
I guess I should say the trip, when I had the trip to Israel, could be one of these moments that I start to look at the Arabic world or something, or Middle East problems and the way they live and the problems they have. Differently than I did before.
Of everything in the world, what would you like to be doing right now?
Well, I like what I'm doing. I like to go to school, and I would like to, I like it, but I would like to graduate, and I like traveling.
Where would you like to be the most right now?
I don't know, let's say I would like to be somewhere in a new place, like Paris. Never been there.
Who would you prefer to be with at this moment?
I would like to be there with my friends.
What is your approach to life?
You know, just to live and learn and create stuff.
What was the most difficult time in your life, and how did you overcome these difficulties?
I never had difficult, like really difficult times. I never thought about it, but I should say my high school time probably in Russia, and I don't know, I guess I could say it was difficult because I was kind of lost, like in the last grades. I didn't know what I want to do in life, like after school, who do I want to be, where do I want to go, like what major I want to choose, like stuff like that. And it was kind of difficult, I was kind of lost, and then later when I went to work, I tried like many different jobs, and then it helped me to realize what I want to do and kind of solve the problem, I guess.
Do you have a favorite board game?
I would say checkers, Russian checkers, yeah.
Who is your favorite actor?
Arnold Schwarzenegger. Yeah.
What is your favorite dinner?
Favorite dinner? Well, I don't have a favorite again. I like different. I don't like the same stuff every day. I like different food, and I like pretty much everything. Mexican, American, Italian, Japanese. Thai food. I probably don't like greasy food, you know, like it wouldn't be my favorite dinner, like the greasy fried one. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like I guess chicken fried steak is not my favorite. Yeah, it's I guess the only thing, the only one.
What is the craziest thing you have ever done?
The craziest thing, I don't know. I guess play casinos, like in Vegas.
Oh, in a casino.
In a casino,
oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so, yeah, it was kind of crazy. I lost, not a lot, but I lost some money, and right now I think it's crazy. So.
What is the first thing you do in the morning?
Take a shower, brush my teeth, and every other day running.
What is something you wish you could do, but you can't?
I wish I could, I guess, go to space or something. But I can't right now, at least right now. Mm-hmm. But I hope in the future we will, or I will. Yeah.
You are majoring in accounting. When did you first become interested in this field?
I guess after I had my business and I did everything for my company, I did the accounting, the taxes and everything. And also I was good in high school. I was good in math and algebra. And after I had my own business, I realized this is what I want to do, because before that my major was management and I found it more interesting to me to do the numbers than people, I guess.
What are your plans upon graduation?
I don't know, I don't have any plans right now, but because first of all I have my own business and I need to see how it goes, and if it doesn't go anywhere, I'll guess I would start looking for a job.
So. If you could choose any career, what would it be?
It would be, I don't know, I think the cool ones, like astronaut, fireman, policeman, detective, lawyer, and accountant, president of the company. What else? Well, this is the serious ones and the cool ones like astronaut and stuff. And pilot can be a cool one. So, yeah.
Why did you choose your line of business and entrepreneurship?
I have no idea. I just wanted to do it, and it went all right, you know, and I was kind of young that time, and it was kind of, I guess, I feel like it was kind of cool to have my own business, even though I wasn't that, like, I didn't have experience and stuff, so.
If you could take a snapshot of your life in 10 years from now, what would you be doing?
Running for president. No, just kidding. I don't know. In 10 years, I'll probably have my family and just be a family guy or something. I don't know.
Tell me what you would consider a romantic evening.
I guess it have to be dinner with candles and probably Italian food and with wine. And like I said, candles and some probably classic music.
What qualities do you look for in a potential mate?
Well, it has to be a good person. I don't know, educated, nice, good, helpful, interesting, athletic, probably, yeah. So.
What is the nicest thing you could do for your significant other?
Just to be honest and nice and trustful.
Why did you decide to participate in this donor program?
I think it's a good opportunity for me to help someone, and for me it just gives me more time to think about my family. Like in the future, if someone would like to meet with me, I would like to do it, and I think I can be a friend or a relative, and I think it's a good thing.
Is there a message you would like to add for recipients or offspring listening to this interview?
Well, like I said, I would like to meet with them in the future.
This concludes Donor Audio Interview 4048.